Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to another installment of Army Wife Network's Mill Spouse Empowerment Moments. I am Sarah Robichaud, AWN's Communications Liaison, and today I'm going to be chatting with you about deployments, specifically about the age-old debate of should I stay or should I go now? And yes, I am in my kids' playroom. I am hiding from them while they're napping. My office is actually really close to their bedrooms, and I don't want any kid-related interruptions, so I'm just rolling with it. Please just ignore all the toys. When it comes to a deployment, there are two schools of thought from military spouses, to stay or to go. Some spouses will choose to stay at their duty stations and ride out the deployment, while others might pack up and leave to stay with family or friends until their service member comes home. The decision can vary from one deployment to the next, depending on your current life situation. So I am here today to sort of throw out some of the reasons why a spouse might choose to stay or go, just in case anyone out there is also struggling with a similar decision. And I think that the best way for me to explain this is to kind of walk you through my own decisions and my own choices that I have made and why I made them. For a background, my husband has been deployed a total of 3 times during his 10 years of service. One of those was technically a rotation, but he was gone for 5 whole months. And for simplicity's sake, I'm going to call it what it felt like and just include it for this discussion. So for his first deployment, we were stationed Okonis overseas, and he was going to be gone for 9 months. And I chose to stay. The first reason that I made that decision was simply the cost of travel. At the time, we were young newlyweds and brand new to the military, maybe 18 months in. And I was unemployed and working on my master's degree. And we just simply did not have the funds to send me back and forth across the ocean with my dog in tow. So plain and simple, financial reasons was the number one reason. So number two was housing. So all of my Okonis people, you will get this when I say that I just did not want to fight with the housing office anymore. It took us weeks and weeks to get out of a hotel and into a house, and even longer to get our household goods. And my husband deployed about 7 months after we moved to Germany, and I just was not mentally prepared to turn around and do it all over again. And if I remember correctly, I think if you wanted to spend the deployment stateside, but wanted to keep your house in Germany, you had to go through the unit and sign all this paperwork, which for a new spouse was really terrifying. And I didn't want to mess with any of that. Now, I know for CONUS spouses, sometimes leaving can be a financial benefit. If you are able to sign out of your lease, whether on post or off post, and move in with family, you can actually pocket all of that BAH. Your housing allowance during your deployment. So for some, it's a huge opportunity to earn much needed money towards savings, towards mortgages, towards student loans, or just towards that big, return deployment, honeymoon vacation that comes at the end of it. So there's ups and downs to staying or going regarding housing. And then the third reason that I chose to stay for this deployment was that, I felt I had more military related support staying where I was. And so by military related support, I am talking about number one, the unit and the SFRG, which was just the FRG back then. I was fortunate enough to be a part of a really good one that was very supportive and had a lot of events And, you know, if you don't have that, if your unit is not supportive, if your FRG is not supportive, that is definitely something to take in consideration when making your decision. I also had our MWR, our ACS, our USO, and just the other spouses who also, most of them chose to stay as well. They were all going through the same thing. They understood what I was going through. So there was just a lot of, you know, empathy and support to go around. Not that my family back home is not supportive. I just felt that for my first deployment, the military related support was going to be more beneficial. So deployment number one, financial reasons, housing, military related support. Moving on to deployment number two, we were still OCONUS and my husband was supposed to be gone for 3 months, which turned into 5 months, which is never a fun time. I did choose to stay for this one as well, which I almost came to regret by the end, but I will get to that in a minute. The main reason why I chose to stay for this one is that we had a 3-month-old who was, you know, kind of colicky and she spit up a lot and didn't sleep very much. And the idea of traveling for 9 hours on an overseas flight with her was terrifying. So the main reason I stayed was for my daughter. Now for this one, our unit, our SFRG had kind of changed hands by this point and was not as supportive as it was, if at all. And so that was really difficult for me to kind of come to terms with. And a lot of my friends had already PCS'd. And so I spent a lot of this one by myself with my daughter. So between the loneliness that comes from missing your spouse and being overseas and the, you know, fun that comes with being 3 months postpartum, it was a really difficult deployment for me. And in retrospect, I probably should have planned to stay with family for a few of those months. So that is something for everyone to kind of take into consideration is your mental health needs during your spouse's deployment. I did survive though. So, you know, whatever choice you make, you will absolutely make it through this. Okay. So deployment number three. Deployment number three was another 9-monther. This time we were stationed at Fort Bliss, Texas. I chose to stay for this one as well because I am a creature of habit to a fault. My main reasoning for this one was that I now had 2 kids and 2 dogs that I didn't want to move. I really value the stability when we can find it. So my family is located on the East Coast, which was a 35-hour drive from El Paso. And I just didn't want to do that drive with 2 kids and 2 dogs by myself. So for this one, I was actually in the minority in that at least 75% of the other spouses left to go stay with family. And so I kind of want to touch on some of the reasons why some of my friends chose to leave. I know for a fact that they had more support at home. They were able to move back in with parents or in-laws or grandparents or friends who were able to help them with their kids, with their pets, with probably with childcare while they went back to work or went back to school. And then they also just gave them a lot of, you know, emotional and social support during a really hard time. By staying, it would have been really difficult for them to probably see their families because El Paso is pretty isolated outside of the city. So travel to and from with either cars or planes is kind of tricky. So a lot of the spouses understandably left for the support that they needed. On the upside of that, they also were able to pocket their BAH, like I mentioned before, which is a huge plus. And, you know, between $1,500 and $2,000, you can pocket every month for 9 months. It really adds up. What worked for you for your first deployment might not work for the second, and so on and so forth. And that's okay. You know, as military spouses, we are semper gumby. We are always flexible. We are always flipping the script to find a way to make it work. When making your choice, you want to consider all of the factors that I mentioned before. You know, the cost of travel versus pocketing BAH, housing availability, support, both emotional, you know, military related, job availability, childcare, and then the stability, the environment for your family. These should all be taken into consideration. And unfortunately, those feelings will follow you wherever you go. So it's okay to acknowledge those feelings, those fears, but kind of tuck them away and look at the bigger picture before you make this decision. And last but not least, You know your family, and no one knows what is best for you better than you do. I know your mom, your grandma, your friends, they will all have opinions and suggestions, but at the end of the day, you want to listen to you and your inner voice. You want to weigh your options, make the best choice for you and your family. You, do what you need to do to make things work. I think that's all I have. So I did want to leave with a note that if you, have found this episode, if you have found me while preparing for a deployment and making this decision yourself, I want to wish you from the bottom of my heart the best of luck and, all the strength in the world. Military spouses are the strongest and most resilient and most resourceful people that I have ever met. And you will absolutely make it through this, no matter what you decide, whether you stay or go. So that's all I have. Thanks for making it this far. And thanks for tuning in once again to Army Wife Network. I will see you back next Monday for another installment of our weekly Army Wife Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.